Broadcasting today from beautiful Lafayette, California in the San Francisco Bay Area. And I'm so glad you're all here today. What a beautiful day it is here in the Bay Area. And we finally got some rain, and the fires are being stopped right now. But I'm still going to have prayers for rain and world peace during the second hour from 11 to 11:30 a.m. And then also, we'll also be having Judy Kelly on now in a few minutes. Judy is one of America's best psychics, in my opinion, and she's able to talk to the Ascended Masters and Dhamma and many, many beautiful spirits, and I can't wait to have her on in a few minutes. Out of This World Radio is a listener-supported program. It's a nonprofit program, and your support is really, really appreciated. If you'd like to support the show, just go to our website at www.outofthisworldradio.com. .net and click on the PayPal button. It's just $5 a month or $50 for the year. The purpose of this show is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better and happier place. I want to thank everyone so much for all their beautiful support of the Hopi people. During the second hour, I'll also be talking about raising monies again for food and clean water for the Hopi for many, many, many years, for the last 60 or 70 years. Believe it or not, the Hopi have been drinking water that's been contaminated with radiation and arsenic. But we're making a difference. I've been fundraising for clean water filters now for the Hopi for the last couple of years, and we've raised quite a bit of money. Also recently, we've got the support of American Airlines and President Trump, of all people, who've been helping raise monies as well. This on this Wednesday, September 23rd, American Airlines has a special program where they'll match dollar for dollar every dollar that comes in for clean water for the Hopi. And I'm just so happy that they've stepped up to the plate and are helping with this. I'll give you the website during the second hour. But this is the kind of cooperation that President Kennedy has talked about, where we all need to work together to make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that if we all work together, we can create a much better and happier world. I want to tell everyone I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to the other side and talk to their angels and spirit guides. And if you'd like to learn how to talk to the spirits of who passed on and loved ones, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com, or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793. About a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, I wrote this book. It's called Messages from the Masters, and the book itself is a series of messages from Albert Einstein, President John F. Kennedy, Dwight D. Eisenhower, Nikolai Tesla, Nostradamus, Albert Einstein, and many other beautiful, bright spirits on creating a much better and happier planet. They all say that we have a beautiful and bright future ahead of us. And even though I know a lot of places in the world now are still having a lot of challenges, a lot of troubles, I want you to know, everyone, that things will get better, and they are getting better. The power of prayer is very, very powerful. And for the last couple of weeks, I've been doing a lot of prayers on my radio station here, as well as many light workers around the world, to bring rain and world peace, rain to California, to Washington and Oregon, to the West Coast of the United States. And you know, it's working. There wasn't any rain forecast at all for the West Coast here. And finally, it's coming. And it's been coming now for the past week. I remember last January, when there were tremendous fires burning up much of Australia. We did a similar kind of prayer event where we prayed and we asked the higher spirits and God, if you will, to bring in lots of rain for Australia. And the entire country was covered in rain and water within about 7 to 10 days after we started our prayers and meditation. So it was a beautiful experience. And we were able to help Australia. There's many beautiful people in Australia. And I'm so happy that worked. And we're going to do the same now, my friends. There's been a lot of fires up and down the West Coast, but I know if we all work together, we can turn this around and make this world a much better and happier place. I want to tell everyone, in addition to this wonderful, I really support, I want to thank Don and Doug for all their wonderful support here on BVS Radio 1 in San Francisco. I'm also broadcasting on Fridays from 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time on WWNN out of Miami, Florida, as well as every other Monday on Radio Soul International in Vienna, Austria, of all places. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful support. I get a lot of beautiful support there, and the program itself is in German and in English. So if you're interested, please go to my website at outofthisworldradio.net, and you can listen there. I also want to tell people that I have a spiritual mentoring program where I teach people how to talk to the other side. And if you're interested in talking to the other side, the cost is just $100 a month. And just send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. Or you can call me here in the United States at 509-750-9793 or toll-free at 1-888-879-8339. I also do readings and help people connect with their loved ones who've passed on. If you're interested, please send me an email or give me a call. Before we start the show, I always like to start off with a tuning fork. This is what's called a 528 hertz tuning fork. It's a love tuning fork. And what I do is I hit it with one of these crystals from Lemuria. And when I do, it spreads love everywhere. So that's what I like to set the tone of my shows with lots of love. So I'm going to do that now. That's the vibration of love you're listening to. I'm going to do it twice more. And then one more. Whoops. That's the vibration of love, my friends. And when you listen to it, it does really uplift your spirits. I want to tell everyone I'm going back to Mount Shasta later this week. Mount Shasta just opened up. Every year I go there, and we always have many miracle healings of people that go. During my last trip, one lady's vision was restored from being farsighted and blurry vision, farsighted to perfectly clear, crystal clear 20/20 vision. If you'd like to go, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. I'll also be going twice back next year. I'm also going to Peru soon on a trip to Machu Picchu and the Nazca Lines. If you'd like to come along, please send me an email to outofthisworld1150@gmail.com. And now I'd like to bring on my good friend, Judy Calley, one of America's best psychics. Judy, are you there? Well, we don't seem to have Judy. There's Judy. Okay, good. Okay. All right. Judy, could you unmute, please?
Okay. Yes, I'm unmuted.
Okay, good. There you are. We're getting only the top of your head, Judy.
I know. I wasn't prepared to do video.
So. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, you don't have to do video. You can just do audio if you want. That's fine.
I would prefer today. I wasn't prepared, so.
Okay. All right. We're getting the top of your head, but we know you're there.
I'm here. And I'm so happy to be here. It's wonderful to tune in to such amazing energy at this time, is it not?
Well, thank
it's
you,
wonderful.
Judy. Well, I have to tell everyone, I consider you one of America's best psychics, and you've been such a good supporter over the years, and you always have beautiful messages to give, Judy. You're always uplifting and positive. And I know President Kennedy really likes you too, from what he's told me. So
yeah, he does. And when Einstein comes in, he calls himself Brainy Boy.
Yeah, so. he's funny. Actually, what we have today, Judy, we've got a whole lineup of spirits waiting to talk. And
Yes, we do. And I just want to explain, I just am in the process of moving. And so I got up this morning and I haven't even had a chance to take a shower. So that's why next time we'll do it on face and we'll see each other.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I know you're there. Okay. Frankly, I've had such a busy week. I overslept this morning and I was able to get everything done I needed to this morning, but it's sure nice to be here.
Yes, it is. And I can feel a really strong Native American energy around at this time on the call. They're all around us. I see on the mountains, they're all there on their horses. I see many in positions of dance where they're dancing to bring the reins that was requested.
Nice. Nice.
And I can feel there's a group of chiefs. There's six of them standing in a row in front of me. So let me tune in and see what their message is. Okay.
Okay. That's great. Thank you, Judy.
This is Chief Sitting Bull. Okay. This is Chief Sitting Bull. I've never channeled him before, but here we go. My fellow brothers and sisters, it is with great pride in the nation of the One that we come forth today to represent the earth, the sky, the animals, the trees, the oceans, the lakes, the critters, our fellow humans, and all forms of life. The winds are our brothers and sisters. The sun and the moon illumine us and help us remember the cycles of life. The planets all move in beautiful spiral circles to illustrate the beautiful rhythm at which the universe works. I celebrate the coming home of the wisdom of all souls. We have lost our way in the evolvement of self, and we are coming home to the beautiful wisdom of the bald eagle, of the clouds, of the trees, of the earth itself. Every form of life knows all wisdom, and we are just now waking up to it. May you wake up with joy in your heart. May you wake up with fellowship. May you feel the illumination of who you are in the eyes of every single being. May you see their beauty even when they don't see their own beauty. May you see the wisdom in every animal and the right to be here. And it's not whether or not it's convenient for you. May you see the majestic mountains as they stand in truth to show you how to stand in the beauty and the strength of who you are. May you celebrate our magnificent tree, brothers and sisters, as they remind us that our roots go all the way to the core of our being, and we branch out in every way possible. May you remember the glorious stars and how they light the way, no matter what darkness may present itself. May you remember the footprint of Earth, and may you step on the Earth with tremendous respect and love and dignity. And may you treat every form of life with respect and love and dignity. May we all look beyond our colors. May we all look beyond our beliefs. May we all look beyond our individual idiosyncrasies and preferences. And may we see through the heart of creation all of life and know that it is good. May we know that the very heart of our beloved Creator is good. And that means you and your heart is good. You are Creator. You are all and everything. So may you remove that speck of dirt out of your eyes that you've been taught to be judgmental and to look at people and speak through a forked tongue and smile in their face and say unkind things behind their back. May we choose to step up as beings and step beyond the petty and the insignificant need to be right or wrong. Can we now honor the earth and all of life with a heart open, as all of life opens to us. You do not see a tree retract its branches the moment you walk up, and the tree say to you, you are not deserving of my fruit. You have never heard that. A tree willingly gives its needles and its leaves and its fruit and the very essence of who it is to all who approach it. That is the way true life is to be lived. And you can always walk away when something doesn't feel good. But understand that the majority of the time, it's not the object that is not right. It is you who's approaching that object with an unkind eye or an unkind mind. I stand with my fellow brothers and sisters in harmony with all of life. And I ask you to take our hands right now as each of us are circling the earth. And we're bringing all cultures, all families, all languages, all countries, every single bit of energy of life in a circle of life around the planet. And may we feel and embrace the planet with the biggest hug it's ever received. And may you embrace yourself as Earth and hug yourself and know that this is good. We have come today through an invitation expressed through not only the host of this show, but Judy herself. And we have honored each of you in the way that we felt we would connect from our heart to yours. May you know we stand here in the truth of our being as much as we possibly can. And we ask you to do the same. And we ask you to take it one step further. Be the best you really, really are. Not try to be. Not have to, must, expected, should. Do not come as a victim feeling you have to. Come as a part of this beautiful earth and the very seed of life, and show up and open your heart like the tree that bears its beautiful fruit, and offer your love to all. Whether it is accepted, received, it is always there. And each soul can pick from it like the fruit from the tree when it is ready. But like the beautiful fruitful tree, it prepares itself with the fruit, whether this person or that person shows up, or this animal or that animal, or whether the fruit falls to the ground and delights in its next expression of love. I, Chief Sitting Bull, stand here acknowledging and choosing to be the voice for what I am hearing in my heart. And I offer that your heart and my heart and all hearts connect in this moment. And may we rejoice in the beauty of this planet and all that she offers, and how she lovingly gives it all. She gives her lakes and her oceans and her mountains and the earth itself. She gives you such variety of life between colors and textures, between all the different forms of life. Every single form of life matters, from a tiny little worm to a glorious planet. They have equal importance in the heart of Creator. May you know you are equally important as well. Let go of the pain of the past. Let go of whether your father loved you or your mother smothered you. Let go of whether you had a brother that didn't talk to you or a sister who hurt you. Let go of the idea that you were adopted and you feel that parents just discarded you. Every single cycle of life has divine wisdom in it, and it is good, and there's a reason for it. Celebrate that. And we, the Native Americans, are holding space, embracing each of you at this time to know that we are one family. We are one species. We are one consciousness. We are all one.
That's beautiful. Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, Judy.
He was
special. Wow.
So powerful.
Wow. Wow.
Oof. Ooh, I'm still inside his heart. Oof.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Wow. That's
what
great.
A beautiful embrace.
Oh wow. That is wonderful. What a special and, gift.
And right now the whole earth is lit up in the most glorious golden light. And I see all of our hands holding each other. I see the paws of a little raccoon holding the hands of a person. I see a big brown bear holding the hands of a person. I see a little mouse holding the hands of a person. All of life, I see trees in the circle. I see the wind flowing around us. It's a magnificent sight.
Wow.
Wow. Oof. Wow.
Are the cats holding the paws of mice too? And dogs and cats,
yes,
holding together?
Yes.
Really?
And okay. What's interesting is you see the badger next to the rodent, and you see the wolf next to the bear. You see, I'm seeing a beautiful younger Native American woman singing, and she's singing to the earth the vibrations of the love that we're exuding right now.
Nice.
And she's just, her name is Morning Glory. Mm-hmm. How beautiful. Wow. So I see there's only love being expressed in this circle. I even see a berry plant in the circle. Hmm. So every form of life is being honored. And it's I feel very gifted and privileged to be able to see what I'm seeing. So I'm sending the images that I'm seeing to the heart mind of every single being and all of life, and thanking us as we come together as one soul.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful.
Woo! Now Buster Keaton's here. I've never channeled Buster Keaton before. So here we go. I don't even know who he is, but here we go.
I know who he is. He's great. He was a 1920s actor. Sure.
Oh, I'm feeling him. He, oh, and Charlie Chaplin's here.
Oh, great.
Okay, here we go.
Wonderful.
Let's see what they have to say.
Okay.
We entertained people at a time when depression was right on the rise.
Yeah.
And there were times when we performed to audiences that their hearts were so sad that we didn't see one smile in the crowd. Mm. But we knew we were making a difference because their eyes stopped weeping. Mm. Mm-hmm. When we performed, Buster and I, we did it from our heart. We did it with every part of us. There was no part of us that we did not include. That is the true heart of a performer. When you give from every part of you to share every part of you with your audience, and you have no concern for how it appears to you, you step out of being embarrassed. You step out of needing to feel important. You step out of your need into your love. And that is the heart of a true performer. And so I, as Charlie Chaplin, am here raising my eyebrows and wiggling them, as one of my things were, mm-hmm, to delight an audience of new hearts and new souls that may or may not know who I am. Mm-hmm. But I am still entertaining you through the heart of my joy. And I send it out in delightful dances each day. May you feel them in your heart.
Mm. Nice.
I am Buster Keaton, and I love to laugh, and I love to dance and move my body. And I have a delightful time moving my body. My body's so flexible that I just am amazed at times, the things that I'm able to do, the positions I get into, and the flexibility of which I dance.
Uh-huh. Wow.
And I really want to share that joy with everybody on the call. I ask you to dance. Somehow dancing makes everything better.
Yeah.
Because it brings every part of you up and available. Mm-hmm. So my suggestion to you is to dance, and to dance in life, and to feel the dance of life.
Wow.
Now they're dancing their way out of the room. Okay, here's Betty Boop. Here we go.
Okay.
I also come from the same era. And I also have a wonderful name. And I also love all the ways people enjoy saying it. Betty Boop, is that not a joyful name? And who knew what a boop was before I existed? So I ask you to bring your boop to life and give yourself a chance to literally glow in delight, knowing that you're touching hearts all over the world that you as an individual would have never touched if you didn't open yourself in delight. And when you open yourself in delight, all kinds of magical things present themselves. So bring the magic to the life that you're living and enjoy the fact that you're here breathing and that you can touch hearts. I, Betty Boop, send you my joy. Okay, here's Albert Einstein. There is a sadness in my heart, as I also have feel a tremendous joy. I am delighted at how many hearts I have seen open that were not open this morning, that are now opening because of the sharing of this call and all of the beautiful hearts that are on the call. I am sad that I see people deciding to keep their brilliance hidden, thinking that they're not enough. I grew up with every single form of rejection presented to me. No matter where I turned, I was told I was not okay the way I was. And the bottom line is, I listened to my heart. And because I listened to my heart, I was able to share my brilliance. And I was able to share the delight of who I was in the sheer joy of my own creations. And that was enough. That was enough. So I ask you to know that you're enough. I ask you to know that you are a divine creation, perfect, just the way you are in this moment. There's nothing about you that needs to change in this moment. So take who you are at this moment, not tomorrow, not next year. You've got new parts to share then. Share today your brilliance with the world and let it be enough. I am Brainy Boy, and I share my brains with all of you. And right now I'm tuning my marvelous brain to all of your brains to inspire you to new heights and new levels of expression. May you delight in creativity. Okay, here we go.
Thank you, Albert.
John Kennedy Jr., here we go. Many people thought that I lived a life of constant pleasure because of the nature of my family, my position in the world, and the fact that from the time I was the size of a little bean inside my mom's womb, I was famous. I hadn't come out and I was famous. Not many people can say that. And so I had my own sadnesses and my own joys and my own heartbreak and my own experiences that had nothing to do with who I was or part of the Kennedy family. each soul comes in to share from a very special place. And there's no two that are alike. So even though people look at my life ending as tragic, to me, it was a life well spent. I experienced to be in one of the greatest families in the world who has made a choice to make a difference. How can you not celebrate that? Whether you agree or disagree with the things that have been brought forth by my family. And believe me, there's so much that's been brought forth. We don't all agree with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but sure. I do celebrate the fact that my family has been open and honest and expressing from where they feel their truth, not only through my existence, but before I was ever even the little bean in my mom's womb. And I celebrate the fact that we all had a consciousness of wanting to make things better, each in our own way. But that's where we thrived, is in making something to take away some pain or some inequity or some imbalance and bring more of a balanced, loving place in the world. And may every single soul feel valued. Is that not important? Otherwise, why be here? Mm-hmm. So that was the motto of our family, was that we touch and make every person feel important and valued. And I'm happy to say we have each done that in our own way. So when we go or when we have experiences, please do not look at us with pity. Please look at us with eyes of wisdom and know that it was a choice we made at the time that served us. It really wasn't to be explained to everybody else. And that on the other side of what you call heaven, we continue our lives thriving, but we still have the same issues we had when we were there that we work through here. Mm-hmm. So it's not like you get a out of jail free card. Mm-hmm. You just step into a more expanded version of you and you continue from that space. Mm-hmm. So I ask you each not to wait until you go to the other side. Make a choice today to step over where you've been and to step more into the fullness of who you really are and celebrate that.
Thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Wow. Okay, we've got Marilyn Monroe.
All right.
Here we go. Hi.
Hi, Marilyn. Nice to have you here.
Ooh, it is so wonderful to be able to connect and to share, because who I am now is so much fuller than who I was then. I wouldn't change a thing, but I am grateful at how I have blossomed. And I am delighting in experiencing the positive energy of everybody on this call. I can see all the places you're touching. I can see all the hearts that are being lit up. I can see the illuminous and the brightness of all of life as you're speaking word for word. Mm-hmm. And as Buster and as Chaplin said, when you are an entertainer in your heart, you give everything you have to give. Mm-hmm. And that is your gift. Mm-hmm. That is your divine fulfillment. Mm-hmm. And I left being completely fulfilled, much to the chagrin of many people, and much to the illusion of much that's been written about me, kind of looking at me as a tragic figure. I was not tragic at all. I touched hearts in ways as a little girl I imagined touching that I did. Did I do it in my own way? Yes. Did I have a perfect life? No. Mm-hmm. But it was perfect for me to become and live as Marilyn Monroe. Mm-hmm. And all that matters is that I left in a way that allowed people to re-examine and to understand that entertainers are not living perfect lives. We live lives just like you do. It's just sometimes we're on the world stage and sometimes we're not. Mm-hmm. So if you can stop putting entertainers on pedestals and stop expecting and look to them as how to lead your life, mm-hmm. you look to Creator for how to lead your life.
Wow.
The Creator of you. You stop looking to everybody else and how they appear to you. And that's nonsense. That is nonsense. You live you. You be you. You hold your head up high and you accept everything about you and know that you are an original. There's nobody like you, whether you choose to do as I do in entertaining or whether you choose to be a farmer. Your contribution to life is equally important. So I enjoyed my tragedies. I enjoyed my victories. I enjoyed the mundane. I enjoyed the highlight and the glamour and the glitz and those parts of life. But I also enjoyed the ability to touch a little boy's hand who didn't know anything about Marilyn Monroe, and he offered me his ice cream cone. How special is that? As I'm standing in all of my glory, and he just looks at me as a lady that he's going to share his ice cream cone with. Mm-hmm. I was thrilled. And I licked from the same cone he did. And we ate the cone together. And then we hugged each other. And he went off and I went off. That's what life's about. Eat the ice cream cone and love it. I am Marilyn Monroe. And it has been so extravagantly wonderful to be here today and to ask you to shine your light in whatever way speaks to you and know that it's perfect for the planet at this time.
Beautiful.
Well, thank that was so fun.
Thank you so much, Marilyn. That's great. That's great. I'm prompted to ask about George Washington, whether he might be available.
Well, let me share one last thing. The last time I communicated with my own mother, she and Marilyn Monroe were studying opera together.
Oh, really? Wow.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
you wouldn't think of Marilyn Monroe as an opera person, but she was. Okay, here we go. So George Washington, is that who we're tuning into?
Yes, President Washington.
Mm-hmm. He's showing me being on the boat.
Oh, good. Okay, great.
Standing in the front of the boat with the people paddling. It's very funny. Mm-hmm. Okay, here we go. He's also showing me his artificial teeth.
Oh,
okay. Here we go. Okay, here we go.
I've heard about that, yeah.
You know, many, many times people make a big fuss over calling me the father of the country. And you don't hear people talk about the mother of the country.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, it takes two.
That's true.
It takes the male energy and it takes the female energy to present something in a balanced way. Mm-hmm. And we've leaned to the extreme of looking to the male to provide. And yet underneath the male, there has been the female always there providing as well. It is time that this country shift from honoring men to honoring women as well.
Yes.
This is a unified effort. This is a unified effort.
Yeah, absolutely.
And every single heartbeat matters, whether it's in the body of a male or whether it's in the body of a female.
Right.
And because I was in a position of what we would call glory, where I held a position of being a president of the entire United States, at the time that I stepped into that position, I was terrified because I had no precedent to follow. I was it. I was the first one. I was it. That's quite a big pair of shoes to step into. And did every choice that I make be the right choice? Who knows? Mm-hmm. But I did give it my heart. Mm-hmm. And I did give everything I had to do it the best that I could possibly do. And I ask the same from you. Mm-hmm. Whatever profession you're in, whatever ways that you are sharing your way with life, mm-hmm. give it from the very best of who you are and mm-hmm. honor the male and female in you and the honor the male and female in all of life. Mm-hmm. We need to come from a balanced place, mm-hmm. not an imbalanced place, to have world peace. Mm-hmm. And that means men get off your pedestals and allow the women to get on the pedestals and join you, and you hold hands and you share as equals. We will be much stronger as a nation and as a world if we hold hands and join instead of competition or needing to have one above and one below. It is not healthy and it is not helping. So I ask you to rise above gender. I ask you to rise above who's important and who's not important. And if they're breathing, the divine feels they're necessary. Trust that. Mm-hmm. So as president of the United States, I also had a supportive partner who was equally important, but really never, ever spoken about.
I see.
And in that particular aspect, mm-hmm. I feel shame that we all, like peacocks, strode around as men, parading ourselves, and never once acknowledged the beautiful families and women in our life, whether it be our sisters, whether it be our neighbors, mm-hmm. whether it be people that we're interested in, it doesn't really matter. But I ask that we now hold hands in a unified, dignified way of love and integrity and honor each other. And as we honor each other, we honor every single male and female in life. And wouldn't that be a lovely way to elevate the consciousness of the world? I am George Washington.
Thank you so much, President Washington.
Okay, here we go. It's howdy doody.
Okay.
All right. Channeling like 6 or 7 people I've never channeled before. It's so fun. Okay, here we go. I came at a time through creation similar to Walt Disney and Mickey Mouse. Mm-hmm. I came at a time in the country when there was war, when there was lots of strife mm-hmm. and lots of pain. Mm-hmm. And anything that allowed us to laugh was mm-hmm. so welcomed. Mm-hmm. And whether it was me as a puppet, whether it was the beings that worked with me, mm-hmm. whether it was the different comical characters that were presented on shows and in variety shows and all over the United States, we would travel. The point of my existence was to put a laugh and to put a lark of joy in somebody's heart. And I, as Howdy Doody, did that. So I ask you to be the lark in somebody's heart. Turn today and make your contribution to life today to light up another heart, to put a smile on somebody's heart, to tap dance your way around life, to sing a song and let your joy share like the birds share every single day, the beauty of their songs. I was a character created at a time when my purpose was to bring a smile and to bring joy and to laugh. And I succeeded in that. Let that be your choice today.
Nice. Beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Is there anybody else that you're interested in?
Oh, of course. My old friend, Jack Kennedy, President Kennedy, of course.
Okay, here we go. He says, I knew you would say that. I've been waiting in the wings.
Sorry to keep you waiting, Jack. We've just had some other business. So
he says, no. He says, actually, my son's message was pretty powerful. Okay. He says, I've been walking down the streets of Manhattan. And I've been feeling the vibration of the common person. Mm-hmm. And I feel such confusion in their hearts. And I see the minds and they're scrambled, trying to figure out their place in life. Mm-hmm. And I can feel as I walk on the city streets of many, many, many states. And as I travel around the world, mm-hmm. and I walk in Istanbul this mm-hmm. morning, and I was in Mongolia yesterday, mm-hmm. and I was in Turkey, and I was in Spain, and I was in Alaska. I have been tapping into what we call the heartbeat of the world. Mm-hmm. And even though, if you look at it from what I'm seeing as chaos in the mind and chaos in the body, mm-hmm. there is a invincible mm-hmm. feeling of hope that I feel from most souls that just outshines the gloom that they're feeling. Even in the areas of hurricanes and tornadoes mm-hmm. and earthquakes and where their whole lives are turned upside down, mm-hmm. I feel that escalation of hope that is literally hoping the world into a much higher frequency of light. So dear hearts, hold on. And know that everything you're going through is serving a purpose for the wholeness of everything. But when you have hope in your heart, you are always in a higher frequency of love. And that's the whole purpose of being here. So keep hope in your heart. And it doesn't matter which country I'm visiting. It doesn't matter which person I'm seeing. It doesn't matter which animal I'm talking to. Or which tree I'm communicating with, or which experience I'm actually seeing people go through. The rising of hope has just raised my own heart to another beat of love. And I'm inspired, truly inspired by the world's courage. And I'm inspired by the human spirit and how resilient we are. And I am just so touched by the amount of the ability to keep on keeping on. It is something that I am always profoundly grateful for. And I'm always delightfully surprised because it exceeds where I think it would be. And so I want you to know from a world standpoint, I am seeing hope in places that there wasn't hope. I'm seeing people hugging countries and people that we have not hugged before. I'm seeing children literally bringing up families by laughing or playing or having fun. I'm seeing animals showing their tails and their tongues and their arms and the way they chew and the way that they move and the things that they do, that they remind us all that life goes on. And so I'm bringing you a worldwide message. And the message is stay and let your hope guide you, because it is shining so brightly all over the world that my eyes are dazzled by its brilliance. So yes, there are lots of changes going on in the world, but I've never seen hope brighter than it is today. Mm-hmm. I am John Kennedy, and it is my deep, deep pleasure to be able to be here with you two today and to be able to talk to all the beings.
President Kennedy, I think I know the answer to this question, but... I want to thank you so much for all your efforts for world peace and still being our president on the other side. President Trump just signed a peace agreement with the UAE in the Middle East and Israel. Don't mind me asking, were you part of that? Were you working behind the scenes on that?
I have been in the background. I have really not participated. I have been standing and allowing what needs to happen.
Okay, great. Great. Well, thank you so
much.
But
I was in the background.
Okay.
Yes,
thank
I was
so
there.
Much. I knew you were. I just wanted to confirm. So, thank you.
Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, Mr. Franklin, hi. How are you?
I am well, and you?
Oh, fine. Great to have you here. I'm so glad. So glad to have you here.
I just wanted to add one thought. You know how in villages years ago, they used to ring the bell to let everybody know what everybody needed to know.
Right.
And today, in this entire conversation that we've been having, the bells have been ringing. And the bells have been ringing to celebrate life. And there's not a better message I could not bring. Mm-hmm. The bells are ringing. Hear them in your heart. And know that you not only will thrive, but you have an opportunity to step beyond anything you ever could have imagined. Because we don't have limits anymore. Mm-hmm. So the bells are ringing, and they're ringing all over the world. I am Benjamin Franklin, and I bring you a giggle and a thoughtful mind and a bell ringing.
Thank you. Thank you, Ben.
He's laughing and laughing and laughing. It's wonderful.
Always great to have you here. I'm so glad you could make it in. What about Abraham Lincoln? Is he free today to talk?
He's saying, I'm always free to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Abraham.
Okay. He says what George says is true. Mm-hmm. He says, whether you are the leader of a country or you are a farmer, as someone mentioned, you're here to do your part. And he's saying that each of us need to step up to the plate and bring a clearer, more loving, open-hearted approach to life. He's saying the idea of exclusion needs to stop. The idea of making one group more important than another group needs to stop. The idea of making something acceptable and something not acceptable, example, somebody's religion may be acceptable to you, but not acceptable to somebody else. He said, when you celebrate the intelligence of humanity and you celebrate the intelligence of life, how dare you question it? How dare you question it? The intelligence of life knows what it's doing. It doesn't need us to add our two cents. What it does need us to do is to be the very best that we can be and to do exactly whatever skills or talents that we have developed or we have learned or has suddenly we're in a position and we need to present them, is let the skills and the gifts and the abilities that you have, use them and use them wisely. And he's saying, as my friend Will Rogers always said, common sense is much more important than intelligence. Mm-hmm. And he was right.
That's right. Yeah, it is.
In when I look at the world, what I most see that we are missing is common sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I see choices being made that don't make sense. I see people deciding to listen to this person or that person, and yet their own common sense tells them that neither of those answers are good for them. Mm-hmm. So I ask that we value common sense. Mm-hmm. and you ask yourself when you're choosing something, is this contributing to the world in a wonderful way? Or am I somehow adding fear to the world and somehow making it sticky and gloomy when that doesn't have to be at all? So if you use common sense, many of the choices that you need to make are simple. I ask you to rise in common sense and stop making intellect the whole focal point, whether you have this degree or you have that degree. It doesn't really matter. If you can't fix a fence, if you can't feed your family, if you can't stand on your own two feet and make a difference in the world, how much does it value all these titles and things that you have after your name to make yourself feel important? It absolutely has no worth at all.
That's true. Yeah, that's
right. So I ask everybody to ask for the guidance of their common sense and to step out of needing to be important or be right, and instead do common sense. Does this benefit all of life or does it not? That's common sense.
Wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Tani hikari.